Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our special question and answer series, I was talking about the spiritual body. Let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
All these things that are coming about that we're seeing here now of the spiritual body, Jesus having a glorified physical body, but also there's a spiritual body. Samson's parents. An angel appears unto them. At the resurrection of Christ, they're sitting in that empty tomb. And angels are sitting there saying, he is not here. He is risen. Angels are beheld in the sky when he is born. So there was a glorious, a bright and shining glory of those angels, those good angels. It was something that housed their spirit, a spiritual body. Now, I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. But I do know this. God is a spirit. And they that worship him in spirit and in truth. So, how do we begin to understand that? And let me just take this from a man's standpoint, okay? When I got married, I remember we went to grocery shopping for the first time. I wasn't the one that bought the groceries growing up, and neither was she. She actually grew up on a farm. You know, the grocery store was just go get something that we may not have in the house, but on the farm, you know, you grew most of your food. You had cows for milk. You had the eggs. You had everything going for you there, okay? And so there were some things you had to go to the grocery store to pick up. But that first few weeks we were married, I remember going to the grocery store with her, and I started looking at prices on hamburger. And I'm seeing them in the packages, and boy, some hamburger looks good, but it's very, very expensive. The next hamburger, it looks just like the other hamburger, but it's less expensive. Much less expensive. I found out that there was actually a different way they do about it. And so that expensive one was worth what I bought, not knowing this. And actually my wife did not know this because she grew up on a farm. So it was much different in the way they would make a hamburger. But I told her I wanted a hamburger. Showing her size I'd like it to be, and so she puts it in the frying pan. Now, in the meantime, I'm just home for lunch. I got to go right back to work. She fries it, and that hamburger shrinks down to about the size of a quarter. Now, I could say, Sir Paul, I said, what are you doing? I did say something. I said, what are you doing? It's just, that's not much of a hamburger. And then she's bawling, a new wife, newly married, and here's her husband already cutting down her cooking. And she cried, and of course, let her know what a beast I am and things like that. But nonetheless, I learned there are certain things you don't say. As you grow to know the person in marriage, you can know before anything is even discussed. You don't say that. You don't suggest this. You know what's going to bother them. And that's both ways. It's because you've grown to know each other. As you get into the Word, Ephesians chapter 5, likens our salvation to marriage. If you read Ephesians 5:32, after all those things about husbands, love your wives, and wives being subjection to your own husband as unto the Lord. And our marriages really reflect the relationship we're supposed to have with Christ. So that is an intimate relationship with Christ in which we get to know His person. As you grow to know the person of Christ, you grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ so that when there are things that He don't know exactly in the Bible, how would I deal with this? You know the answer. For example, you know that He is holy, so there's nothing that's really fulfilling the lust of the flesh that is going to be what some do today, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Oh, that's just legalistic. No, it's fulfilling the flesh and charging a holy God. There's some denominations today, and there's one source that says, God created and elected some men to go to hell. He made the devil to sin. He made some men to sin. Well, that would go against everything that God is. God is holy. He also says in Ezekiel that He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So understand that I can reject that idea of some are elected to go to hell simply because I know my God is holy. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, and all things were created for His pleasure. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. So if He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, then why did He create it? Man has a free will. We were made in God's image. God is a free will. And so, because we have that free will from God, you can choose to accept Him or reject Him. Now, I'm saying all of that so we distinguish between a spiritual body and a natural body. You were sown a natural body. Let's say that a person dies without Jesus Christ. Immediately, their spirit is in hell. Now, that's not the eternal lake of fire, which will come later when death and hell is cast into the lake of fire. They're forever in hell. It's just that the part of hell they're in right now is going to be cast to the eternal lake of fire, which is like hell on steroids, but hell's bad. The rich man said, I am tormented in this flame. But that rich man was not in the same body that he had in life, the natural body he had then. Evidently, in hell, there's a body your spirit is clothed with, that is able to feel the pain that you would feel from the torments, the flames, and so forth of hell. As a matter of fact, you can go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org, and there are probably 16, 17 sermons that you can hear on the torments of hell that I have preached, and a series of it I've preached in my own church. So there's something about that body that can be tormented in hell, can feel the flame. I am tormented in this flame, he said. And so there are torments in that place. There's hopelessness in that place. So they're put in some kind of a body that is made for hell to feel its pain and its hopelessness. The spirit that goes to heaven, because they were saved in this life. The body they're in right now is a body, but it's a spiritual body. It's not the glorified they get when Christ comes back and there's the resurrection. And the moment that body raises, it puts on a spiritual body. In Revelation chapter 6, there were souls that received Christ as Savior after the tribulation had begun, the rapture had already taken place. And they get killed for their faith, having received Christ as Savior. And it will cost that in the tribulation. And so they're put to death for that. And they're under the altar now. And they say, oh, Lord, how long, oh, Lord, holy and true, wilt thou not avenge us? And he says, wait till your other brethren, there's more coming. They're going to get killed too. But you see, they're in some kind of a body because He puts robes on them. And yet, it's not the final body they're going to have when all of that takes place after the tribulation is over. And those people are there. So they get saved. It's a little bit different, but they do get saved. Now, we're laying this out so that you can understand the difference between a natural body and a spiritual body. What that body is like that the man in hell and the man in heaven has, I don't know. I just know that Moses appeared there. Remember, him and Elijah appeared unto the Mount of Transfiguration under Christ, and they spoke with him, but somehow or another, the apostles, they had never seen either one of those guys. They didn't have pictures like we have today, but they knew it was him. So there was something that identified both of them, and there was a body that each had that we just see as the present body given for heaven. That they have is not the final body that's going to be fashioned like unto Jesus' glorious body. But Jesus is also going to remain in a body throughout all eternity. He's still a spirit. He's still God. And when I think of the sacrifice that he made in leaving heaven's glory to come down and die on the cross for our sins, what a glory this is, that he would do this for us. So, again, as we answer this listener's question, we've got to understand, sona, natural body, risen, a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first Adam became a living soul, but the last Adam, who is the last Adam? That's Jesus Christ, was made a quickening, that is a life-giving spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, the creation of Adam and Eve. But afterwards, that is which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And such as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Again, he's going back and forth. He's still distinguishing about the earthly body and the heavenly body. But they are bodies, and they are different. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now remember, Christ was risen, and he has that body now. Now even at that, his glory was covered to what it is, because no man could see him and live if he did not have it covered with that body that he resurrected in, and yet has the scars that he received from the cross. And so he says, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now verse 50, after going through all of that, this is where they have come up with this, about the body in heaven does not have blood.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.